All right, let's break it down. We've got signals and we've got a ton to choose from.
Yeah, but with so many options, we need to focus. We can't just throw everything in the pot and hope it works.
True, true. Start with the core roles: trend, momentum, volatility, and timing.
Agreed. ADX and Supertrend for trend detection.
Exactly. ADX for strength, Supertrend for confirmation, add Ichimoku on H4 for broader context.
Perfect. Then for momentum, we've got MACD, RSI, and Shaft Trend Cycle.
Right. MACD for crossover signals and RSI for overbought or oversold zones.
Or Connor's RSI, it's faster. Shaft Trend Cycle's great for timing those cyclical moves.
Okay, but what about volatility? ATR is a must. Maybe Bollinger Bands for breakout or mean reversion strategies.
An ATR percent rank. It scales with the market, so it's great for adjusting stops and targets.
Exactly. Let's not forget price-based signals, candle patterns, parabolic SAR.
Parabolic SAR could double as a trailing stop.
Right, and for the risk side, Ulcer Index or Vortex.
Maybe use those to avoid trading during drawdown heavy periods.
Good call. So we're layering signals: trend, momentum, volatility, and timing.
Start simple, scale up with combinations.
And then let SQX's genetic evolution fine-tune it.
Focus on adaptability across H1, H4, and the lower time frames we're testing.
All right, let's prioritize ADX, MACD, RSI, ATR, Ichimoku, and Bollinger Bands for now.
Build, optimize, and analyze.
Agreed. Let's see how they hold up across different scenarios.
Here we go, strategy evolution in full swing.
So, what do you think is the most important signal to start with?
I'd say ADX, it gives a clear picture of trend strength.
That makes sense. And how do we ensure we're not overcomplicating things?
By sticking to our core signals and testing them thoroughly.
Right? It's all about finding that balance.
Exactly, we want to be effective, not overwhelmed.
And what about the future? How do we adapt as markets change?
Continuous learning and adjusting our strategies based on performance.
That's key. So, what's our next step?
Let's start backtesting our chosen signals.
Sounds good. I'm excited to see the results.
Me too. This is just the beginning.
And remember, the market is always evolving.
Absolutely. We need to evolve with it.
So, what's one thing you think traders often overlook?
The importance of risk management, it's crucial.
Good point. Without it, all strategies can fail.
Exactly. It's about protecting your capital.
And that's what makes a successful trader.
Right. So let's keep that in mind as we move forward.
Definitely. This is going to be an exciting journey.
For sure. Let's dive in.